It's May the 26th, right? Tuesday, May the 26th, almost 6 p.m. We actually have kind of a blue sky going on in Seattle where the sun is kind of out. They are spraying whatever Gromulin 6 material they spray into this fragmented sky of pain. They spray the mercury and the flumbus and the Peruvian oils into the sky so they can control us and keep us in a world of pain. That's right. Anyways. Yeah, it's almost 6 p.m. and it's almost a normal looking late spring day outside. I left the window open because if I don't do that, this place can heat up pretty fast. Most of today was kind of that gray, nasty glymph material that looks as if a giant French bulldog had gotten a hold of some gray paint and eaten it. Because French bulldogs will eat all kinds of nasty shit. Oh, I hear a cop coming. Cop's coming for me. Woohoo! Cop is coming for me. Oh, cop's not coming for me. That is good news. I thought the copper was coming for me. If the cop came for me, if the police came for me, they would come with machine gun eyes and ears of titanium razor blade madness. If the police came for me, they would have flamethrowers. If the cops came for me, they'd have flamethrowers. If the police had to arm up, they would have flamethrowers. Those electric Vulcan cannon Gatling guns firing at least 20 millimeter or 900 Winchester Magnum. I don't even know if that's a thing. Yes, they would come at me with a 900 Winchester Magnum, which is probably like a 70 millimeter cannon. I don't really know. I'm joking around. But that 900 Winchester Magnum would be pointed at my skull to take me out one shot, one kill, probably, if the cops came for me. Yeah, today was an okay day. I got a lot done this morning. I drank a six-pack of Elysian Space Dust IPA. Yes. I consume the Elysian Space Dust IPA as part of my break fast this morning. Oh, Dan, you're not supposed to do that. You're too old. That'll kill you. I hope something does. Thank you. something has to kill you. Yeah, I don't usually consume Elysian Space Dust IPA, but one of my listeners made the dread mistake of being generous, on the off assumption that I would spend at least a portion of this money on food, which arguably I did since I bought some corn chips and salsa. I also bought 12 eggs, I bought a dozen eggs, so in a roundabout way this did lead to nutrition, and do not mistake this for a second as some request for no more money. I want as much money as you'll give me. You can donate. There's usually a donation link in the notes area. You can donate as much as you want to. I just want to be clear on this. Do I take care of food, water, shelter? Of course I do. Do I also purchase beer as a kind of food? Yes. Do I classify weed as food? 9 out of 10 times. 9 out of 10 times weed is really food. No, this is a cool dude, actually. I've got some pretty cool listeners, all 5 of them. Kidding. I've got a couple. I don't know why I even talk about it. What kind of ego bullshit is that? I've got listeners. You know what? If I had 100,000 listeners, I'd probably have 100,000 problems. If I had 100,000 listeners, I'd have 100,000 problems. So I don't know. I'm on a flight path. There's a plane coming in. Planes are still landing at SeaTac despite the plague year, despite the monstrous destruction of the plague everywhere else but Chinatown, Seattle. This is weird, you know. Oh, Dan, that's racist. Why would the Wuhan Glumbus or whatever the fuck this is impact Chinatown's resident, both documented and undocumented Chinese population? That's racist, Dan. And probably homophobic too, right? Probably. But so far, so good for little Saigon, Seattle. Not a lot of sign of the terrible plague, the terrible whatever the fuck it is. A lot of people obeying now, you know, putting on the mask. And just as an FYI, it might not be clear, but the scars on my hands are healing, mainly because I started doing something I'd never really done before, and that is use hand lotion. I've been cooking a lot at home in the last year. I wash my dishes probably too much because I only have a few dishes. So if you put that all together, and then you're using this really terrible detergent on your hands for several months, and you don't use hand lotion, and you add in a few other mistakes, like at one point you used laundry detergent to wash dishes because you didn't give a shit, and you were an old man, and you were staring at the bleakness of your nowhere life into the darkness of the great hole that is the fuckitude of the Nowhereville. You'd use laundry detergent to wash dishes too, buddy. Yeah, I don't know, but my hands are getting better, and that's good news. In this terrible, terrible, dreadful fucking year of the broken soul, there are these little pieces of good news. You know, like a friend of mine went to the hospital recently, and the hospital didn't kill them. That's good fucking news. If you visit the hospital and it doesn't kill you, it's almost like, holy shit, that's hobo Christmas. It is. It's hobo Christmas. You went to the hospital, and the hospital did not murder you. That is like the hobo Christmas. That is the perfect end to a perfect day. I went to the hospital, Dan. I went to the hospital, Dan. I had a stomach ache. Nurse, motherfucker, check my temperature. Nurse, motherfucker, check my temperature. She said I had the COVID. Yes, indeed, nurse motherfucker checked my temperature and determined I had the COVID and I had to be isolated in the special room. Yes, indeed. I had to go to the hospital and they checked my temperature by inserting a metal rod into my butthole. They inserted a large metal rod into my butthole. The scream I let out could be heard echoing across Pioneer Square. Watch what you're doing, Dan. You should care about quality, the quality of your Casio technology on your fucking knee. Yeah, so a friend of mine went to the hospital and didn't die. The wounds on my hands are clearing up. I have a little bit of money for some protein, you know? And I don't mean buying it off of old Schliff at the corner of Yesler and Bo Blimtop. Old Schliff that sells buckets of protein. Yes, you go down to that corner of Yesler and Bo Blimtop and get your bucket of protein from old Schliff. And all he promises is that there's protein. Essential greases. But what he gives you is a bucket of paste. Those MRE crackers you have stacked in your bathroom, you can use those for Schliff's paste. It is a pâté of pain. Schliff's paste. Schliff's paste is a pâté of pain. Some people think it contains cats. Some people think that old Schliff gathers the dead bodies of pigeons and puts them into a KitchenAid blender. No one really knows what he does, old Schliff. But his protein is tasty. His protein is savory. If you add in some chili spice, You can convince yourself it's chili con carne. Yeah, so that's my briefing on today. And you know what? What did we learn today? Well, we learned a few things. There's a chance in hell that if you go to a hospital, you won't get killed. So if you have no other choices to include the vet, like let's say you get shot and you have no other choices to have someone treat you for your GSW, as the cops would say, or gunshot wound. That's for you folks living in Chicago. Let's say you get shot. You can go to the hospital, but that's last on your list. First on your list is your old buddy from the war who lives down the street. He's a medic. Go to your old buddy first. After your old buddy, visit the dude across the street that mows lawns and is missing two fingers. You know that guy knows something about taking care of wounds. After that, you go to the veterinarian, the vet. Believe me, you give him a little winky wink. If you give him a little winky wink, you know, that veterinarian will take care of business. That vet knows a thing or two about GSW. You know that vet gets a little money on the side. And then after you've done all that and you've included seeing your mom about your GSW, assuming you have the time, which with a gunshot wound is hard to say, then you go to the hospital ER. That's last on your list, okay? Remember, you know, you visit your old buddy from the war or your mom or the veterinarian or the dude that mows lawns and cut off half his fingers. You go all those places for medical care, urgent care, okay? Long before you go to a fucking hospital. Are we clear? Cool. Peace out, fuckers.